You're listening to SBS News.
An 81-year-old New South Wales woman has died after contracting coronavirus, bringing the national death toll to 7, with 6 of those fatalities in the state. The woman died on Thursday night after close contact with a confirmed case linked to Ryde Hospital, according to New South Wales Health. The death comes as strict travel restrictions come into force, meaning all non-citizens and non-residents will be banned from entering the country from 9 p.m. Australians and their direct family members will still be allowed in, but must self-quarantine for 14 days. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says close contact risks spreading the virus among the most vulnerable.
The reason for this decision is consistent with the decisions we've already made on this issue, and that is we now have around 80% of the cases we have in Australia that are either a result of someone who has contracted the virus overseas or someone who has had a direct contact with someone who has returned from overseas.
Small businesses impacted by the coronavirus will be able to defer their loan repayments for 6 months under a plan put forward by the banking industry. Australian Banking Association CEO Anna Bligh says Australia's small businesses collectively have $100 billion in loans, and this plan could save them $8 billion. Ms. Bligh says small businesses who were impacted by COVID-19 are entitled to a 6-month deferral of loan payments, and the provision will be put in place as quickly as possible.
All that businesses will have to do is to register their need with their bank. Banks are not going to wait for businesses to come to them. They are right now out in the field talking to their business customers, putting things out through their customer channels and telling customers how they can reach their bank to access this deferral of payments.
Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce has defended his decision to stand down 2/3 of the airline's workforce in the face of the pandemic. The national carrier will temporarily stand down 20,000 workers after suspending all international flights and reducing domestic flights. Mr. Joyce told Seven Sunrise Program, "This is the worst aviation crisis the industry has ever gone through, and Qantas is working with other companies to possibly provide temporary employment for affected Qantas workers."
And what we are doing to the 20,000 employees that have been stood down is letting them use their leave, and so some of the employees will be paid for up to 3 months, maybe even more than that. And the people that have very low levels of leave, we'll allow them to go into a month of a negative leave so that they can get paid for the next month. We're also talking to a lot of our partners. We've had a reach out from Woolworths, Brad Banducci from the Commonwealth Bank, from Rio Tinto, from Telstra, who need people in the short term. And we hopefully, for a lot of these employees, we can bridge the gap between when they don't have a role in Qantas until we can get the aircraft back in the air.
New South Wales's Chief Health Officer says it's reassuring that many coronavirus cases are mild as the state's tally jumps above 300. Of these, almost 130 were acquired overseas, including recent returnees from virus-hit areas in Europe, the UK and the US, and a further 70 cases remain under investigation. The initial precautionary approach of hospitalising all confirmed COVID-19 cases had been abandoned as cases rise. Health Minister Greg Hunt has defended the federal government's decision to wait until now to close Australia's borders, telling the Nine Network its decisions are based on advice of medical experts.
When you think of where the disease is with other countries, we have done this at a far earlier time than virtually anybody else through their disease progression. So we're doing this whilst we're in the hundreds. Others have done these things whilst they're in the high multiple thousands.
In other parts of the country, Queensland has experienced a surge in coronavirus cases with 50 new people testing positive. A Year 8 student at an Adelaide hospital has also tested positive. Nationally, more than 700 people have tested positive to the virus, with almost 50 now recovered. The Northern Territory is considering closing its borders to prevent the entry of people carrying coronavirus. The territory has been relatively untouched by the pandemic so far, with only one reported case involving a Sydney man. Meanwhile, Tasmania has already tightened its borders, with all non-essential travellers arriving in the state after midnight tonight, required to quarantine for 2 weeks. Mr. Goodwin says all Tasmanians have a role to play in helping to ensure the virus spread is limited.
We will be doing some spot audits, but importantly, The community has a role to play here. If you have somebody that is in your workplace that has been to Bali recently, then that is an issue. It is putting Tasmanians' health and safety at risk, and it should be reported.
The virus is severely affecting an estimated 2 million temporary workers in Australia who would find it difficult to return to their home countries. Migrant advocacy groups are calling on the Morrison government to extend visa deadlines and provide healthcare and income support for temporary migrant workers. People on temporary visas are more likely to be in casual work with no welfare support if they lose their jobs. Matt Kunkel from the Migrant Workers Centre in Victoria has asked the government not to forget this group.
The government needs to recognise that 10% of the workforce are temporary migrant workers. We rely on them and we need to make sure we look after them through this pandemic. We need to provide income supplements to them. We need to make sure that we're freezing rent payments and guaranteeing that no one's going to be evicted or even worse, deported during this crisis. And we need to make sure that these temporary migrant workers can have a proper access to bulk billing healthcare like the rest of us, because this virus doesn't discriminate and neither should we.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.